I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think I watched it three more times during the commercial break.
It's fantastic.
It is really great. It just will make you laugh. Go check it out at DougAndGator971. All right, Gator, ready to talk a little NFL playoffs?
Yes, I am.
Kang, you ready to talk a little NFL playoffs?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We'll do them in chronological order. Starting with game one, the fourth seed Cincinnati at top seeded Tennessee. Tennessee, a 3.5-point favorite. Gator, just like everyone, we love Cincy's skilled young position players. They're skilled players. Tennessee can pressure you, but Burrow has been good against pressure this year. Trey Hendrickson has been cleared to play. 14 sacks for Cincinnati. That's a good thing. And Derrick Henry had his first full practice with hitting. See if he was able to take it. Said he felt good. So he could return to Tennessee. I like Cincinnati here. And I picked Cincinnati to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. I love Tennessee as a team. There's something about them this year that I don't love as much. And Vrabel is a coach I really respect. I think the Henry thing might be a mixed bag. I'm not sure if you can expect him to really make an impact on this game. If he returns and he's in, you know, midseason form, I guess look out. But at the end of the day, I'm playing Cincinnati in an upset.
Well, it's a bold move. I like Cincinnati in this game, and I think it's because they are getting the band back together, because they are healthy enough. Henry's been healthy. It's just been a question of when they wanted to activate him, and now he's full participant in practice. He should be ready to go. Foreman did a nice job in his stead. I don't love the Tennessee Titans. I think it's because I don't love Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback. But I love Derrick Henry. I love Mike Vrabel, the coach. I think he's very good. I think he's going to have his team ready to go. And I think it's just a little bit too early to fully jump on board the Bengal bandwagon. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in their defense enough. And I think that Tennessee can slow things down. And, you know, Tennessee is a team that's got a resume this year with wins over Buffalo and Kansas City and the Rams and, in San Francisco. I mean, they've beaten playoff teams. So I just think it's too much to overcome, and there's just a little bit too much inexperience right now for Buffalo, for Cincinnati. So I like Tennessee in this game.
You know, it's weird. I feel like Tennessee is like the least impressive one seed in a while. It's strange, but yep. You're right. You listed off all the wins they've had against good teams.
Yeah.
They've also lost to the Jets, and this is going to happen.
Yeah.
But
well, there's that too.
Yeah, and I think it is the Tannehill factor. There's no wow factor with the quarterback. A couple years ago, or even last year when Tannehill was playing really well, I thought they were a better team, but this year they're the one seed, and he hasn't been playing as well. Now, I just saw footage of Derrick Henry, Doug.
Yeah.
He's definitely favoring that foot. Now, he's going to play, but there's no way he's 100%. I like Tennessee. I don't love Tennessee. Would not be shocked if the Bengals pulled off the upset, but I like Tennessee.
I'll throw one other thing in there in Tennessee's favor. They've got Zach Cunningham on defense now. Yeah. He hasn't played a whole lot with Tennessee. Remember when they first got him, he missed a couple games to start off with them as soon as he got over there. Now he's ready to play, and I think that's a guy that can make a difference. I mean, he's a really good linebacker, sideline to sideline type of guy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. When you have a player like Derrick Henry, who you said you saw the video and he was favoring the foot, can't that be a bit of a trick bag for a coach? Like, okay, this guy isn't as good as he, but I have to play him because he's our horse, right? And yet if he's not effective, how much do you play him? Are you wasting snaps with him on the field? Is he, does he actually hurt the team being, you know, at, what is he, 75%? Who knows? Instead of just going with 100% well, Foreman instead.
I think you pick and choose your spots. I don't think you ride him like that workhorse and give him the ball 30 times in the game. But I think you certainly use him, and you use him until you can notice that he is not what he was. I mean, imagine the first time he gets the ball, he's going to be as close to 100% as he is. Now, how far he deteriorates after that, that's what you got to watch for. And because they have other running backs they can use, they've had a couple of different guys this year go for over 100 yards outside of Derrick Henry. So they can go to the bench, give him the rest he needs to kind of replenish and get ready for the next the snap for him where he's ready to go back at 100%.
I think it's easier, Doug, because if he's not effective, he's hurt, and you go to Foreman. If he was 100% healthy, you almost have to keep giving him the ball because he's Derrick freaking Henry, right? But if you know he's a little hurt and he's not effective, it's clear it's the injury. You go with Foreman, so I think it makes it easier.
All right, next game, the fifth seed San Francisco at top seed at Green Bay. Green Bay a 5.5-point favorite. Now, San Francisco has the makeup of a team that I think can go into Green Bay on a bitterly cold night and tough out a man ball kind of win. Because they're a good running team, and they stop the run. And this feels like the kind of game where the team that can run the football in a cold night on the tundra is going to get the win. But San Francisco really needs to clean up their game from a week ago. And I'm sure they know that. The interception Garoppolo threw and the false start when he didn't let the lineman come set. And these tiny little things that can amount – well, that's a tiny one that can amount to be catastrophic – they're going to have to go there and play a perfect game. And maybe last week kind of got them their attention up, but I just can't go against Rodgers and worry about San Francisco mistakes. I'm leaning towards the favorite here.
Yeah, I like the favorite in the Packers, and my number one reason is because they are playing at home. That is a massive advantage for them. They played earlier this year. They played at San Francisco. Green Bay won it on a last-second long field goal, but if you look at what happened in that game – And something I think that San Francisco gets a lot of credit for this year is they've been able to run the football at, I think it's 127 yards a game. They only ran for 67 in that game. Jimmy Garoppolo threw an interception. He also fumbled and lost the fumble. Jimmy Garoppolo is the problem with San Francisco. He's going to make that mistake that's going to cost his team. I think getting the guys back, it looks like everybody's going to be healthy enough to play in this game, but they weren't healthy just a few days ago. So I think they're healthy enough to start, but does that mean they're anywhere near 100%? No. I mean, Bosa was in concussion protocol for a while. Is he going to feel the effects of that still? Maybe. Fred Warner's got an ankle. Hey, he's ready to play, but you can't tell me that an ankle feels as good as it did going into the game last week against Dallas. So I think those injuries are going to cause an issue. Green Bay's getting healthier. The Smiths are ready to go. They're going to get that pass rush going, and if they can get the pass rush going and rattle Jimmy Garoppolo, well, you know what a rattle Jimmy Garoppolo can do. I could see a path for San Francisco. I just don't think it's very likely at all. I like Green Bay a lot in this game.
Well, I've been kind of teasing it all week, and I'm just going to put them out there. I like the Niners to do this.
Oh, he put them out there.
They're the biggest dog this weekend, and there's a lot of reasons why. You know, home field, Aaron Rodgers, the whole, you know, all that. I get it. But it only takes they only got to win one game. They don't have to win 9 out of 10 or 4 out of 7. They just got to win, you know, this weekend. So the path is there. Like I've been saying all week, they got to run the ball, control the clock. They got to get physical with Green Bay. I was worried about the injuries on defense with Bosa and Warner. Bosa's practice limited this week. Warner's a full participant. So I'm hoping he's close to 100%. Obviously, they got to try to control Rodgers in that passing game and that offense. But I think if they control the ball and the clock, limit Rodgers, I see the path. They get physical. They clean up those mistakes that they made last week, Doug. Maybe we see some more Trey Lance because they want to run the ball at quarterback, like I said.
Good.
I like the Packers to lose and the Niners to pull off the big upset.
Well, wow. Way to be bold.
You are putting them out there.
I like it. We will get to the Sunday. There's two more playoff games Sunday. We will get to those coming up today at 10:31.
That spread has dropped, by the way. Yesterday was at 6. Today it's at 5.5. No. According to ESPN.com.
Moving in Kang's direction. Mm. People liking it.
They must be listening.
They must be. Yeah.
Big fans.
Yeah.
First time, long time.
Okay. Kang talks Vegas, listens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.